Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Haryana government announces 10% reservation for Agniveers in police, mining and jail departments. Indian Navy joins rescue operations after an oil tanker with 13 Indian crew capsizes in Oman. Met Department issues red alert for extremely heavy rain in Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan, Goa, coastal and south interior Karnataka. In Bangladesh, clashes continue between quota reformists, police and pro-government students. All educational institutions closed till further notice. And in sports, Sports Ministry approves a contingent of 117 athletes for the upcoming Paris Olympics. The Haryana government will provide 10% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in recruitment to certain posts in police, mining and jail departments. Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini made this announcement at a press conference in Chandigarh today.
हमारी सरकार ने हरियाणा में अग्निवीरों को प्रदेश सरकार द्वारा भर्ती किए जाने वाले कांस्टेबल, माइनिंग गार्ड, फॉरेस्ट गार्ड, जेल वार्डन और एसपीओ के पदों पर सीधी भर्ती में 10% हॉरिजेंटल आरक्षण प्रदान करेगी। सरकार ग्रुप सी में सिविल पदों पर सीधी भर्ती में 5% हॉरिजेंटल आरक्षण और ग्रुप बी में 1% हॉरिजेंटल आरक्षण प्रदान करेंगे।
The Chief Minister said Agniveers seeking deployment in government departments, boards and corporations will be given priority in matrix scores. He said if Agniveers are given more than 30,000 rupees per month salary in any industrial unit, then the government will give an annual subsidy of 60,000 rupees to that industrial unit. Apart from this, the Chief Minister also announced that if any Agniveer sets up his own enterprise, he will be given an interest-free loan of up to 5 lakh rupees. He said Agniveers will also be given arms license on priority basis. If someone meets with an accident, compensation will be given under the Road Transport Highway Scheme of the Government of India and free treatment will be provided. An Indian naval warship and a P-81 maritime patrol aircraft have been sent for rescue and search and rescue efforts in Oman after a Comoros-flagged oil tanker MV Prestige Falcon capsized about 25 nautical miles southeast of Ras Mudraka. The tanker is reported to have a total of 16-member crew, which includes 13 Indians and 3 Sri Lankans. Official sources said the warship was deployed in the region and undergoing operational turnaround. It was sailed at short notice to render search and rescue assistance. The sources said the search and rescue efforts are progressing in coordination with Omani authorities and assets in rough seas and strong winds. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has stressed to create a world-class drug regulatory framework to match the country's reputation of pharmacy of the world. He also emphasized on continuous dialogue with the pharma and medical devices industry to ensure the highest quality of products. Mr. Nadda today held a review meeting on the regulation of drugs, cosmetics and medical devices, highlighting the global position of the country as the leading producer and exporter of drugs. He stressed on the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization to draw a roadmap with timeline to achieve global standards. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has emphasized the use of latest technologies for accessible and affordable healthcare. He said technology is revolutionizing the healthcare sector and the integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning tools can significantly enhance efficiency and improve healthcare delivery. Addressing an event in New Delhi today, the minister said the country is among the top 6 biomanufacturers of the world and has become a cost-effective healthcare destination, highlighting the importance of various schemes like Ayushman Card, Digital Healthcare Mission, PM Jan Aushadhi. The minister said technology plays a crucial role in ensuring equitable access to healthcare. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met former Prime Ministers of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Ramgulam and Paul Berenger during his official visit to Mauritius. After meeting with Dr. Naveen Ramgulam, Mr. Jaishankar said they discussed long-standing bilateral partnership and the broad-based desire for its further growth. In his meeting with Mr. Paul, the External Affairs Minister said a lively conversation on contemporary global issues was held between the two leaders. Dr. Jaishankar also met with Leader of Opposition, Dr. Arvind Bulel. Both the leaders discussed India-Mauritius relationship and its significance for the prosperity and well-being of the Indian Ocean region. The minister also met Leader of Parti Mauritian Social Democrat, Xavier Luc Duval. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today held meetings with his counterparts at G7 Trade Ministers Meet in Italy. On the sidelines of the meeting, the minister discussed deeper economic ties and foreign trade agreements with the European Union and the United Kingdom. He called for collaboration to reinforce global supply chains in critical minerals, semiconductors, pharma and green energy. Mr. Goyal also highlighted the need for robust partnerships in the face of three Cs, COVID, conflicts and climate change. Union Minister of Power Manohar Lal Khattar today chaired a high-level meeting in Kolkata at Damodar Valley Corporation DVC headquarters. Chairman S. Suresh and other high-level officials of DVC were present in the meeting. The minister stressed to increase the share of renewable energy in the power sector. Mr. Khattar said DVC is the first river multipurpose project in India and it is contributing to the development of the country. The Delhi High Court today reserved its verdict on the plea filed by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in the alleged liquor policy case. Justice Nina Bansal Krishna also reserved order on Kejriwal's interim bail plea. His plea seeking regular bail in the CBI case will be taken up for hearing on the 29th of this month. Earlier, the Delhi High Court had asked the CBI to file its reply by the 17th of this month to Kejriwal's plea assailing the validity of his arrest by the agency and the subsequent custody. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in South Interior Karnataka, Coastal Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch, Konkan and Goa tomorrow. It said orange alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. It said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand, Gujarat and East Rajasthan. Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Pradeep Chandran Nair, along with Inspector General Assam Rifles South, Major General Rav Roop Singh, today called on Manipur Governor Sushri Anusuya Uike to brief about the prevailing security situation in the state. A press statement issued from Raj Bhavan Imphal said the officers informed the governor about the deployments of Assam Rifles personnel in Manipur in the wake of the ethnic conflict, which has been continuing since May last year. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde announced a job training and stipend scheme for youth, tentatively named Ladka Bhao Yojana, days after it introduced a monthly financial assistance scheme for eligible women. While talking to reporters, he said under this scheme, job seekers who are class 12 pass will receive 6,000 rupees, diploma holders will get 8,000 rupees, and those with a bachelor's degree will get 10,000 rupees per annum. They will receive the stipend from the government during their on-job training in the industry. Meanwhile, the Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has said the first installment of the Lad Ki Behin Yojana will be released during the Raksha Bandhan festival next month. He was talking to media in Gadchiroli district after attending a function. Mr. Fadnavis said applicants who submit forms by the 31st of August would receive the installments for July and August next month. He also said the government will ensure that no one is left out from the scheme's ambit. In Bangladesh, the ongoing quota reform movement turned violent this afternoon. Clashes broke out when police fired tear gas and sound grenades at protesting students of Dhaka University who brought out a coffin procession for six persons killed yesterday during the protest. The border guard Bangladesh personnel have been deployed in Dhaka, Ghazipur, Chattogram, Bogura, Rongpur and Rajshahi to maintain law and order. The Education Ministry has announced the closure of all secondary and higher secondary educational institutions, including polytechnic institutes, until further notice. Meanwhile, the United Nations has urged the Bangladesh government to protect the protesting students demanding quota reforms in government jobs against any form of threat or violence. Students and teachers of public and private universities have been staging protests demanding quota reforms in government jobs since 1st July. More from our correspondent.
The movement became violent in the last 2 days, in which six people lost their lives whilst hundreds got injured. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina today addressed the nation and urged the protesting students to keep faith in the country's judicial system. Naval Sang Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Ashura-e Muharram was observed with due reverence and solemnity in various parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his devoted companions who laid down their lives for upholding truth, righteousness and justice in Karbala. Taziyah processions were taken out to mark the occasion, which were buried later in the evening at designated places. Majlis or religious meetings were also organized, where ulemas highlighted various aspects of the Karbala incident. In Odisha, lakhs of devotees have gathered in the holy city of Puri to witness the Sunavesha, the golden attire of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra. More from our Odisha correspondent.
In the vibrant heart of Odisha, amidst the enchanting chants and the rhythmic beats of drums and cymbals, Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra are adorned in one of the most awe-inspiring ceremonies, the Sunavesha, this evening. Sunavesha is a significant spiritual celebration that also highlights Odisha's rich cultural heritage with its stunning display of golden ornaments. About 15 lakh people are expected to congregate to witness the Sunavesha. Around 5,700 police personnel have been deployed in Puri for security reasons. Devotees will be able to witness the deities in gold attire till 11 this evening. Prakash Das, Akashwani News.
In Maharashtra, on the occasion of Ashadi Ekadashi, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde along with his wife performed the Mahapuja at Sri Vithala Mandir in Pandharpur today. More from our correspondent.
Lakhs of devotees had bath in the auspicious Chandrabhaga River on the occasion of Ashadi Ekadashi and had darshan of their beloved deity. This year, the number of varkaris has increased by 25 to 30%. The state government has provided various facilities to make the journey easier for the pilgrims. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde announced the construction of a new hospital with a capacity of 1,000 beds to provide health facilities to the pilgrims visiting Pandharpur. Madhuri Pange, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The annual Kataragamaya Sala festival is being celebrated in Sri Lanka. Devotees who started their Padyatra in May have reached Kataragama, completing a journey of over 500 kilometers across difficult terrain on foot from as far afield as Jaffna in Sri Lanka's northern peninsula. The festival, which is celebrated across faiths, is known to have deep bonds bridging India and Sri Lanka. India's final contingent for the upcoming Paris Olympics has been approved by the Sports Ministry. The contingent will have 117 athletes accompanied by 140 support staff and officials. The Games will begin from the 26th of this month till the 11th of next month. Athletics will make for the biggest group in the contingent with 29 names, followed by shooting 21 and hockey 19. Table tennis will be represented by 8 players, while badminton will feature 7 competitors, including two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will face world number 36 Mariano Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 in Sweden tomorrow. Nagal defeated Swedish Elias Ymer in a round of 32 clash yesterday. Nagal achieved a new career high ranking of 68 in the men's singles category in the latest ATP rankings. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Haryana government announces 10% reservation for Agniveers in police, mining and jail departments. Indian Navy joins rescue operations after an oil tanker with 13 Indian crew capsizes in Oman. Met Department issues red alert for extremely heavy rain in Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan, Goa, coastal and south interior Karnataka. In Bangladesh, clashes continue between quota reformists, police and pro-government students. All educational institutions closed till further notice. And in sports, Sports Ministry approves contingent of 117 athletes for the upcoming Paris Olympics. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.